Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. And we have, I think, just a really good show for you today. Just a lot of stuff to cover. Facts and figures and data and all this other kind of stuff that you want to know about millennials. Today is all about millennials and why millennials matter. Now, I want to ask you a question. I want to start by having you take a look around your workplace, the people in your office, the servers in your restaurant, the people working the front desk or the bell staff in your hotel. Take a look at them. Anybody in there under the age of 30, let's say. And I want you to note their behavior, not so much when they're working, because when they're working, they're probably focused on their job. But as they enter work each day or as they leave work each day, watch their behavior. Most of them are probably somewhat heads down in their phone, interacting with their friends and their family and their fans and their followers in social networks and text and email and the web, and coordinating their activities using the various tools that are literally at hand to them. Now, if you're older than a certain age, I'm sure some of you look at this and say, what is wrong with these kids? Right? You're like, come on, look up, take a look at the world around you, right? But here's my question. What makes you think that they're not thinking, what's wrong with these other folks? Why aren't they more engaged in the lives of the people important to them? Why don't they use tools that allow them to stay in touch with the people they care about, no matter where they are and no matter when it is? And I want you to look back on your own life and think for a minute about the fact that 10 years ago, or 15 years ago, or 20 years ago, what behaviors you had that you still do today. And in some cases, there are plenty of them. You still go online regularly, if you did at that time. You still connect to people via email. You still surf the web. And the point I'm making here is, whose lives do you think are defining what we'll all be doing 10 years from now? Is it Gen X? Is it boomers? Or is it millennials? There's an old joke that says insanity is hereditary. We get it from our kids. And I think the same is true when it comes to technology, when it comes to various behaviors that we take on a day-in, day-out basis. We learn from younger generations. If you're like me, I'm a Gen X. I will be very upfront about this. I'm not a millennial. I'm not a boomer. I am Gen X. And I believe from my own experience, people who are boomers or people who are older than that learned a lot about using technology in the workplace and in their businesses from me. Because my generation was one of the first generations that grew up with computers and grew up with the internet to a degree. Millennials, even more so, and they're the generation who grew up with mobile, who has grown up with mobile. So they take mobile for granted and are defining the behaviors that most of us will do over the next decade, over the next two decades. Obviously, the technology changes very fast, so it's impossible to say that it will definitely be this, but it will at least in part be this. The other thing you need to remember is that this year, according to Pew Research, millennials will overtake baby boomers as the largest generation. There will be about 75.3 million of them, surpassing the just under 75 million boomers. Gen X, by contrast, so these are people aged 35 to 50, will not outnumber boomers until 2028. So that's 13 years from now. By the way, there are a lot fewer Gen X than there are millennials and boomers, if you haven't figured that out. And so you want to pay attention to the behavior of millennials in a big way, because they are quite literally defining not just the future, but what's happening today. According to Loyalty 360, millennials will have $1.4 trillion. Millennials in the U.S. will have $1.4 trillion in spending power by 2020, so in 5 years' time. I have a whole set of data that I talked about for the travel industry in my travel marketing post, my Travel Tuesday post yesterday, that talked about the fact that millennials are already here as a huge travel market. They're a third of the travel market specifically, and they're the fastest growing market. I'm fairly confident those numbers are the kind of similar across most industries. We keep reaching various millennial milestones in terms of how big they become as a market. And what we know is that millennials never put down their phones. According to ComScore, 60% of millennials are watching video on their smartphones at least once a month, and one in six, about 15%, are doing so every single day. Another Loyalty 360 column talks about the fact that 62% of millennials feel that online content encourages brand loyalty. And millennials are actually a lot more brand loyal than they get the credit for. There's lots of data that suggests that. So the reason why millennials matter is because they are defining the behaviors that your customers take today, and even more so next year, and even more so the year after that, and even the more so the year after that. You know, I talked about the fact just a moment ago that millennials, one in six, watch video on smartphones at least once a day. According to Flurry, mobile has now surpassed television as the primary screen that your customers interact with. So it's just crazy how much these behaviors are changing. So what do you do about it? Well, I've talked about this before in a post called Mobile Will Disrupt Your Industry, Three Ways to Protect Your Business. And those three ways are, first, you got to make sure your site works on mobile. Our good friends at Get Elastic have a post from the other day about 7 tips for targeting the mobile-only shopper. And the first thing they put out there was nail basic usability. If your customers can't use your site, they won't. And it doesn't matter if they're millennials, doesn't matter if they're boomers, doesn't matter if they're Gen X. They can't use the site. They're gone. They're out of there. So you have to cover that. That's also going to matter because Google, everybody is starting to talk about the SEOpocalypse and how much traffic that you're going to lose. Because in April, Google is now going to rank your website based on how usable it is on mobile. So again, the behaviors of millennials, this huge shift to mobile, are driving older customers to use mobile, which are driving people like Google to actually value mobile higher, which is actually going to hurt your business when you don't appear in search. So mobile and millennials are highly interrelated. And because of that, so is the success of your business. And that's why when you get right down to it, millennials really do matter. That's why they matter. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. A slightly shorter episode this week, but hopefully still some great information for you. But I want to thank you as ever for tuning in. I do appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And I would want to remind you that if you'd like to do that, you can subscribe to the podcast by clicking on the subscribe link in any of the episodes that you find at timpeter.com/podcast. You can also subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher may happen to be by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. You will find us under any of those. And of course, you can email me by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, podcast@timpeter.com. I do love to hear from you with any comments or questions or complaints or concerns or whatever it is that happens to be top of mind for you today. With that, I hope you have a spectacular rest of the week. I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. In the meantime, take care, everybody.